Montreal's perfect mix, the Beat 92.5 at 527. This is the text I was talking about, Claudia. It's from Milin. She says, I'm in a four-year relationship, and we've been discussing marriage, children, and the future. So far, so good?
Yeah, so far, so good.
But what I've noticed about my guy is he's not very comfortable around babies and kids. He has actually said he's not sure he'd actually be able to ever change a diaper.
Right.
And Milan says he actually has zero daddy skills. Is this a red flag in the relationship when it comes to having children?
I mean, it's kind of hard to know if people have daddy or mommy skills before actually having kids, no?
Yeah. Well, there's some guys, I think, that have a natural instinct that are, like, ready for it and have the stroller ready and the diapers purchased.
Yeah, but those are rare. You know what I mean? Like, I think that I'm still learning every single day on how to be a mom in the sense that now I have a teenager. I've never been a mom of a teenager before. And there are many things that I thought I was going to be amazing at as a mom, like being patient. And I'm not at all.
Right.
So, you know, I think there are things sometimes that you think I'm going to be really good at this or not good at that. But then in reality, it could be the opposite.
So I think today's question has to specifically with Milin, we have to ask the women. Do you look for, you know, certain parenting skills in a partner?
Right.
Before the children come? And would this be a red flag? Like, if this was you, ladies of Montreal, and you had this guy who's just not comfortable around kids, says he would be freaked out to change a diaper, would that freak you out? Would that be a red flag?
Okay. Personally, for me, Milin, keep on dating the guy. If he's got good values, if he's kind-hearted. I mean, if he doesn't change diapers, he'll do other things.
And I'll tell you my reaction when I found out we were having kids for the first time, coming up, too. On the Beat, 92.5 Montreal's perfect mix. It's the Beat 92.5, Kat and Claudia. Oh, we're getting a lot of texts, a lot of great advice for this young couple. Milan's been in a four-year relationship with a guy who's, they're discussing marriage and children, but her fear is he has no, like, daddy skills.
Mm-hmm.
He's not comfortable around babies and kids, and he actually said once he doesn't think he'd ever be able to even change a diaper. Zero daddy skills, is that a red flag?
And I'm thinking it's not a red flag because she doesn't know how he's going to become once he has the child, right? We change once we have babies. Somebody said, my girlfriend and I are expecting this November. When I found out, I honestly did not think I was ready to be a dad being 22. But as time goes on, I honestly believe my instincts will take over. And for this reason, I'm very excited to meet our little girl.
Nice.
Isn't that cute?
I can relate because when I found out we were having Jamie, I was in a fog for about a week.
You were,
like,
right?
Literally, I couldn't talk on the radio. My brain was somewhere else because I felt, I'm not ready for this. We're not ready for this. But like you said, your instincts just naturally kick
in. They take over. And even if you can't change diapers, for example, there's so many other things that you can do to help out. So we got another text from a dad. My daughter is 6 years old. And when she was born, I mainly did all the diaper changes, sheeting and stuff like that while my wife was sleeping. So I guess he's the one that took over.
Yeah, like you said, you have to find your routine as a couple.
Yes.
Do what's best for you. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you're going to be really good at doing the baths or making lunches.
Or so cooking.
Find your routine.
Yeah.
Do what works for you. Psychologists are saying most first-time dads have their own feelings and concerns to deal with, too. So if you're feeling shocked, panicked, overwhelmed, scared, you're not alone. It's completely natural because it's a big change and it's going to require a major adjustment.
Right.
Do we have time for one more call?
Yes, we do.
There's a mom here. Hi.
It does. And that's what people don't realize. Like, you can't guess how you're going to feel until you actually have a baby.
Right. And it goes for men and women, right? Moms and dads.
Or both. Exactly.
What would your advice be to this couple?
Well, one, does he have a dog? Does he actually pick up dog stuff? Maybe that could be a good indication that he's not going to mind. Two, is he caring towards you? Does he love you? Does he treat you good? If he does, then nothing else matters. But it does because guys, you know, are like, oh, see? Guys pick up dog poop all the time and they're like, ew, I can't change my son or daughter's diaper. And it's like, but you pick up dog stuff.
And who's the lovely one in the back making noise?
His name is Maverick.
Maverick, have a good night. Thanks for listening to The Beat.
Thank you. Bye.
That's the most oddest piece of advice I've ever received.
Right?
You're not ready to have a baby? Get a dog.
Yeah, that's it.
Get
exactly.
a dog.
Well, it's a start, right? It's a start. And as long as the values are there and there's love between the couple, I think give the guy a chance.
All right. Good luck, guy. We don't have your name and Milan.